radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in 2 Thessalonians, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. Verse 8, the wicked ones shall be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. This is where we get into that deception. Let no man deceive you. We just found that the devil's going to have the ability to do lying wonders. Put your little character you put on your deceive you up above and put it here. The world is trying to deceive you now on so many levels. The news media has completely gone crazy. They're not balanced or fair or anything anymore. And Twitter and Facebook and all these other, not only that, but the ones that have been started in competition are being targeted. They don't want you to know anything. They want you to know what you are supposed to know in order to get in lockstep with them. That requires a lot of lying. But isn't it funny how their lying is so obvious by virtue of what they're doing? You say, well, I don't know. You don't? I mean, if it's not obvious, and this is what God does, he literally shows everybody before he pulls the trigger. It's extreme times, and that requires extreme measures. Listen, I've said that for years, and I had no idea what we're going to see, but this is that, okay? This is that. COVID? Released by one nation on all the other nations? That's an act of war by some people's accounting. Chemical warfare? Exactly. United Nations says no, but now they're saying, well, you know, China, they're all right and everybody's okay. Listen, lies. It's not the Chinese. It's the Chinese government. It's China as a nation that has attacked everyone. And they're even attacking themselves. I saw a Chinese man who was in a high rise where everybody was told you have to stay quarantined, you have to stay in, you can't come out. He came out to get his clothing that was left in a bundle out in the open square. And what they did was they beat him and they put everybody in the high rise out of the high rise. They were all in the snow, put out in the weather because of that one man. That's how they're policing people. The way you're being policed is not with police officers. You're being policed by shop owners. You're being policed by 16-year-old girl saying, sir, can you put your mask on at the Subway restaurant? You are being policed by your neighbors and your friends and by your places of employment. It was said this past week in Israel, two different news sources, that you will have to have the vaccine. And if you don't have the vaccine, you won't be able to buy or sell or trade. Those words sound familiar? And that's in Israel. Now, you say, well, why would Israel do that? Don't they know? No, they don't know. They're down for the revolution because they're all about tolerance. You see, they've been so beaten and battered, they don't want to say anything's bad anymore. And so they're going to get on the stick and get on the party line. The Bible says that this Antichrist is going to come with the power and working of Satan, and he's going to have signs, and he's going to have lying wonders. And with all deceivableness, there's another word, deceivableness, put your carrot by it, deceivableness of unrighteousness. And you know what the deceivableness of unrighteousness is? The Screwtape Letters punctuates it very clearly. The devil will give you that pleasure of illicit, immoral sin. And he will despise the pleasure that he forfeits to you. But he will give it to you because unrighteousness has its pleasures. The Bible says Joseph was not going to give up the kingdom of God. He counted it more precious than the pleasures of sin for a season. Unrighteousness has its pleasure. And he says it's a deceivableness. The handsome guy, the big car, the pretty girl, whatever it is, there's a deceivableness. Every time you see a woman who is giving the news, who's beautiful, and she's lying through her teeth, because that's the script they've given her on the news, that's the deceivableness of unrighteousness. Every time you see a handsome fella who's taken the position that he's going to be homosexual, that's the deceivableness of unrighteousness. because he's handsome, he's smart, he's accomplished, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but many of them are in very high places in the world with very much wealth, because the devil will pour on that poster child a lot of spiritual anointing. And what ends up happening, I don't know if you knew this, but a lot of Disney has been done by a pedophile, a known pedophile. He's the guy who does a lot of these musicals that go on ice around and all from the movies. This guy is big deal bad, okay? Can't tell you his name right now. I haven't read it for a while, but I can pick it up if anybody needed to know. And the Bible says he's going to come with lying and deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because the more you're not knowing God, you're lost. The Bible says, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. This is them that perish. The wrath of God is on them. He keeps amplifying their darkness. It says that it's all a deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth. History is his story. We're at the end of the story. The credits are about ready to roll. And you're wondering why it seems like it's always been this way, where you were a king and you had devices and a car. It was not always this way. It was always the struggle. Now, its prosperity and its deceivableness is knit into its fabric. Because we can have everything, we want everything. We have power, we expect respect, even if we are in our pajamas at the store. How dare you take so long at the register and they're in their pajamas? Well, I didn't figure you had anything to do. That might be the answer, but it's not said, but the looks are there, aren't they? I'm telling you, that's from the bottom to the top. We're all kind of like that. That's reaching to the bottom, and you can reach at the top. I have my rights. I have my proper parking space. I need. And we find ourselves overwhelmed by the deception of the day, because the Lord amplifies it. The Bible says they receive not the love of the truth, and the truth is his story. His story. His story. It's always been here. The Bible says that they might be saved. He wanted them to be. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And for this cause, God will send them strong delusion. You underline or put your caret by the word delusion. Now God has entered the fray. He says, you don't believe, you don't believe, you don't believe. I'm going to give you the lying world, because you're going to see them for what they are. They're lying now. The Congress is lying now. The big tech is lying now. They're suppressing truth. They're putting a little coat under President Trump's tweets back a number of weeks ago before they actually banned him for life. Who do they think they are, right? And yet here we are, seeing who they think they are. Masters of the universe. The Bible says, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Listen, that they all might be damned. Is God serious about sin? Yeah. I.e., everlasting destruction. That's the word for the day. That's where I was working for. I wanted you to know. I wanted you to see the continuum. But like last week, I wanted you to see China. You know what did you see today? That they might be damned. God didn't just kind of casually walk into that. He got all of our attention. We were all leaning in. And then he says, I just want you to know, this is huge. When it hits, it's going to hit, and it's going to hit hard. Do you know what happened this week? A lot started happening that's hitting us hard. But Jesus hasn't broken the sky yet, because he's telegraphing to us as he did with Noah when he was building the ark. 120 years he worked on that ark. What are you doing, Noah? It's going to rain. It's never rained before. Never rained before. What is rain? Well, it's where the sky lets water fall down. It's going to rain. Well, that explains why you're nowhere near a water source, because you're not going to be able to move that monstrosity. Yep. It's going to rain. And when the time came, after 120 years of conviction on display, conviction on display, conviction on display, that's what you and I are supposed to be. God says, go into the ark, and he closed the door. And the Bible says, 7 days later, there's your taking the bride out of the way prefigured. 7 days later, it started to rain. and only 8 souls got on that ark. Are you on the ark? You have to answer that. If you think you can kind of wing it, like everything else we tend to do in this country, we wing things. If you think you can wing it, oh my, you're going to receive a greater responsibility in that day. You think it's going to be easier for you because you know a few things? It's going to be worse. God's going to see to it. He's going to put you on display. Chapter 1. We brag to all the churches of you because what you are going through in front of the world around you is a manifest token to them. And God is worried even in the tribulation for the lost souls. You think you're going to get a pass, you're going to escape for the first couple of years, maybe find a place and be out back and get your bag of go bag and you're going to be out there and live in Alaska. You won't be able to buy or sell anything without a mark. Do you know this new Moderna vaccine? Do you know that Moderna, that they got the word from modern RNA? It's got a change agent to your RNA. They're going to change your DNA with the RNA, and they're going to fix it by going in and manipulating your genetic code. Be careful what you do with this new virus. I'm telling you guys, we are in some shaky ground, but it's all the rumblings of an earthquake, the big one, they call it, out in California. But we're not there yet because the apostasy's here, but the man of sin has not come yet because we're not gone. He can't come until we're gone. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit of God is taken out of the way, man is going to get his way. It's going to be a big, big party for them, just like you're seeing them feel like they're getting right now. But notice they can't rest. They can't rest because they're worried about the trump card that's running around out there. And it seems like he's doing some stuff. Praise God. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And if he doesn't do what he wants to do, or he's not successful in what he wants to do over there, Trump and all that I'm talking about, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, because I'm in for either way. I'm in for either way. I am sometimes afraid, but I am not afraid as a chronic reality. When I am afraid, the psalmist said, I will trust in thee. That's where we go. Would you bow with me for a moment? A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. If you're here today and you're not sure you're saved, I want to ask you today to run to Jesus. Don't put it off. Don't think of it as something that maybe you'll get around to. If you don't move when he startles your core, it'll get easier not to move the next time. Because yes, no, and maybe is a no. The lies will come. The deceivableness, the fact that you'll get on some sort of a hyperspace mode where your feet don't touch the ground, and you'll never hear it again until the rapture comes. And then where will you be and what will you do? I say to you today, run to Jesus and ask him to save you. Would you do that? Just run to Jesus right now. And in your heart of hearts, down in the sanctuary of your heart, call on him. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you and against heaven. And I thank you for dying for me. Just say it in the heart of hearts, your sanctuary of your heart. Just tell him out loud in your heart. In your heart, he sees and hears what words aren't spoken with your lips. I need you, Jesus. Please save me. I believe in you. Save me. I know you died to do so. I just put my trust in your death, having taken the wrath of God that was over me upon yourself and given me the gift of eternal life. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.